Well, I think both my parents raised my brothers and I just to try to be good people, be nice to people. We had to say yes, sir, and no, ma'am. And if we didn't say that and they hurt us, that was kind of the biggest thing you could do wrong.
Being polite and respectful aren't the only traits Eli learned from his mom, Olivia, and dad, Archie.
My dad's very organized. He wants everything perfect. His desk is perfect and organized. His calendar is written out for the next month and what he's doing. And I never really thought I was like that. And I always got on him about that. When he would come over to my apartment in college, I'd purposely mess it up and have him, he would fix it and I'd go mess it up again. He'd come back and fix it. But I've known over the years I'm getting that way. I like everything very organized and have a plan. From my mom's just the one that kind of, you know, you can let the little things kind of slide underneath the table and go away. I don't get real upset if something goes wrong. I don't worry about things that aren't important, and I try to concentrate on the things that do matter, my family and my job and my health and those type of things, and just try to, you know, enjoy life.
My name is Eli. I am 1 year old.
The lessons Eli learned from his mom and dad helped shape him into a meticulous and resilient person who strives for perfection. But being the youngest of three boys also taught him some valuable survival skills as well.
I think being the youngest of two older brothers will definitely teach you to have a little toughness to you. You can go cry to mom every time that they beat up on you or push you down, or playing knee football or playing football in the backyard, and they tackle you a little bit harder than they're supposed to tackle a five-year-old when they're 10 and 12. But I think you just kind of learn to not really complain about anything or start crying unless you're really hurt. You know, if you cried about everything, they would just ignore you. But I think they would know if I was really hurt, they would know the case.
Let him cry.
And if Eli did happen to stumble as a result of the friendly tussles with his brothers, there was always one special person there to catch him when he fell.
My mom and I are very close, and when my brothers went off to college, you know, I was in seventh grade, and my dad was still traveling and announcing football games and still working and leaving some. My mom and I were at home a lot. I'm the baby. I was her last one. But instead of her cooking for one, we would go to dinner, or we would just kind of hang out. I talk to my mom, you know, almost every day or every other day, and make sure if she needs anything, I'm quick to jump up and get her whatever she needs and make life simple for her. She likes to come up to New York and seeing me. I think now she really likes to come see her grandbaby, but you know, I make it pretend she's coming to see me still.
In 2011, Eli and his wife Abby welcomed a new addition to the family, a daughter named Ava. And with her came a new perspective on life and football.
It's a different feeling, and you never really can explain it or know it until you have your first child. Just going home, right when you open that door, you drop everything and you just go look for her, hoping she's not taking a nap so you can have that hour or 2 hours of daddy time and play around and see what she's doing new.
In January of 2012, when the Giants traveled to Indianapolis to play in Super Bowl 46, Eli had no doubt that Ava would make the road trip with them.
When Abby, my wife, was trying to figure out if Ava was going to come to the game, if she was going to come to Indianapolis, I said, there's no question. She is coming, and I want her at the game, and we'll figure out all the details and work all that out. I know she would not remember the game, and she won't, but you know, I know we would have pictures afterwards and get to have her on the field, and it was special having there and looking back at the pictures of that night.
And as he peers through the haze of his success in football and the fame and attention that comes with being a two-time Super Bowl MVP, Eli has never forgotten just who he is and where he came from.
I don't think my personality has changed since I've been in New York, and I don't believe it changes by where you live or whether you have failures or success. You still want to stay the same person. You know, grew up in Louisiana, went to school in Mississippi. I still have a lot of Southern tendencies, I would say. I still try to keep that personality and a lot of those Southern traditions and apply it to everyday life. I go home for a little bit in the off season for 2 months, but besides that, I'm here for 10 months out of the year. And so this is where I've made friends. This is where my wife and I have been for a long time and had our child here.
All right, thanks, Eli.
Thanks, guys.
Come on, boys.
So you definitely feel that this is home for me.